Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Executive Director Steve Anderson about the Foster Woods County Park Enhancement Project.
Why did Washington County Conservation choose to enhance this pond?
It's had a long history of perpetual winter kill. In other words, every time we started to develop a fishery there, it's turned around and died on us. So we were fortunate to receive a fish habitat stamp grant, which pays for 90% of the pond reconstruction. So we went ahead and are tearing into that. When it's over and done here, then we're going to have raised this pond by 2 vertical feet, as well as increase the air and light flow by taking some trees out on the south bank, and then do a lot of habitat enhancements, eventually meaning within the next year. So we're going to be putting a small shelter right on the shoulder in a parking lot, make it into a nice park as well.
What are you guys currently doing now? What's the progress on the project?
Right now, the contractor is actually on site. When I just left there less than an hour ago, they were doing the final grading. In other words, they have the pond pipe outlet set, and they're working on getting the pond dam and trail around the pond to the appropriate elevation. So that's exactly where they're at. They're also in the midst of doing the underwater structure construction, which they've already created some really neat fish habitat things. So it's coming well, and it's literally being constructed as we speak.
And when is this part of the project, the construction, when is this expected to be completed?
I would anticipate that if things continue to go as well as they are right now, that this part of it will be done by the end of next week at the latest.
And then the next part, will that be paving the parking lot, as you said, and putting up a shelter?
We're going to put in a shelter, but we're not going, it'll just be a rock parking lot. So yes, we will be rocking the parking lot and then putting up the shelter, which will be a fairly lengthy process. And we'll be doing quite a bit of that, if not all in-house. So I would anticipate that'll be going on through most of the fall.
And how large will the parking lot, how many spaces do you imagine that will have?
It is going to hold probably less than 10 cars. The site does not allow a very large parking lot at all. So it'll be, in all likelihood, less than 10 cars, which for a single family picnic or whatever, which is what it's intended to be, it'll work very well.
How long has this project been in the works?
We started looking at this at least 2 years ago, if not three, and we have held public meetings. We even went up to Wellman and had a meeting and invited and received quite a little local input, as well as we've gotten some input from people who are relatives of the actual Fosters that donated the park in the beginning. And so it's been a long and fun process, really. We've gotten lots and lots of positive feedback and very little negative, and it's given us great incentive and direction to get this done. And when it's over and done, we know we're going to have a much nicer park right up there.
What did it seem, generally the feedback from the Wellman community members, what were they kind of wanting to see as far as improvements to that pond?
They too, all of them have excellent and fond memories of fishing it many years ago before it started dying on a regular basis. And since then, they've seen the people move away from it and an increase of vandalism and everything else as the thing deteriorated. So all of them have expressed that this really needs to happen. That have talked to me, at least, have been super supportive to have this happen and to get this back to a viable park that's close enough where both Wellman and everyone else in that area will be able to utilize it much, mm-hmm. much better. So it's all positive, all good.
And how is this project being funded?
We have, like I said, we received a fish habitat stamp fund for 90% of the reconstruction cost, which is a big piece of it for the pond reconstruction, and then the rest of it through our self-generated revenue. So we are not asking the property taxpayers per se to fund this. We're doing it through our self-generated revenue, meaning we have crop leases and camping revenues and other ways that we generate revenues, as well as resource enhancement and protection funds, which is a state fund that we were fortunate to receive.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Conservation Director Steve Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.